from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, terrorists are operating in New Jersey and remain a threat to public safety. That is the conclusion of a report released by Congress. From homegrown terror groups to groups like linked to ISIS and Hezbollah, the report says these extremists exist in significant numbers and remain a persistent threat. At least three specific groups in New Jersey are mentioned, and you can read that report at nj1015.com. Starting this month, there's no sales tax exemption for the purchase of electric vehicles in New Jersey. Also, the state is newly billing EV owners at least $250 yearly as part of their registration fee. Doug O'Malley, Director of Environment New Jersey, says these moves aren't sending the right message.
We want EVs not just to kind of slowly trickle out onto our roads. We really want to see a massive increase.
He says it's still a good time to buy an electric vehicle. You can get up to $4,000 from a state incentive, and there's a federal tax credit. A family in Patterson is hoping surveillance video will lead to the return of their 11-year-old daughter's stolen emotional support dog. A 4-year-old Shih Tzu named Lulu was standing just a few feet outside the family home on Sunday when she was snatched. ABC 7 reports that according to the surveillance footage, a woman was seen picking up the small dog, then getting into a Honda that pulled up next to her. The share of hospital patients diagnosed as overweight or obese shot up significantly between 2017 and 2022, according to an analysis from the New Jersey Hospital Association.
The pandemic may have played some part in the data, and it's continuing beyond the pandemic.
The association says a rise in obesity foretells grave consequences for the health of New Jerseyans and growing demands on the healthcare system. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. You may want to crank up the heat tonight. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Remember how soggy and disgusting last fall was? By comparison, this fall, it's pretty amazing just how dry it's gotten. September was New Jersey's third driest on record. October has been even drier so far, and there is no substantial rain in the forecast. We've got dry air and cool air, feeling like November once again today. Mostly sunny and breezy across New Jersey. High temperatures this afternoon, limited to the mid to upper 50s. Clearing cold tonight, lows in the upper 30s on average. And we'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state tomorrow. Along the immediate coast, there could be some clouds, maybe even a little shower. Highs tomorrow around 60. Sunny skies and warming up Friday, highs push into the mid 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Sussex, it's 52. Trenton is 54. Egg Harbor Township is 57. Weather brought to you by the Ewing Diner. Looking for a relaxing night out with great food? The Ewing Diner has dinner specials under $20 every day, plus early bird specials weekdays until 8. Bring the whole family for family-style ambiance. Now open 24 hours. See more at ewingdiner.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.